Breakfast with Africa Malani.
All right, and I've just been told that the representative from the Qatar Taxi Association is not going to be joining us. So we are joined on the line now by the MEC for Transport and Public Works, Donald Grant. Donald, a very good morning and a welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, Africa, and to your listeners.
Can we start off by confirming how many people have died in the city over the last 48 hours?
As far as I know, the last number was 9.
That is the number that has been confirmed by the SAPS as well. We also know that in Nyanga, there were no taxis available to ferry commuters to various parts of Cape Town. I imagine the Wynberg taxi rank also had to be closed, or at least part of it yesterday.
Yes. Africa, what I suggest we do is that I just give you and your listeners a brief rundown on what has happened in the past, what's happening at the present, and what we're going to be doing in the future.
Of course, go ahead.
To you.
Go ahead.
Look, we've already proceeded with a Section 91 notice, which is an intention to close ranks and routes from Delft and also in the Lange area. Now, that's quite a dramatic thing to do. It was published in the Government Gazette on the 22nd of May. And despite that, this recent violence has occurred. I've also instituted hearings in terms of Section 7820 to give the industry a chance to tell their stories to the PRE, and that will then give me information on which I can act in terms of Section 91. And that means actually closing certain ranks or routes. And I've asked for support from Santaco nationally. I've been in touch with Philip Tybosch. Yesterday morning, the Provincial Commissioner of Police at 8 o'clock in the morning briefed Provincial Traffic and SAPS on law enforcement operations, which started at 1600 hours yesterday afternoon and ended at 6 o'clock this morning. SAPS video units are recording any protest action, and any taxi involved in criminal activities will be impounded and action taken by the PRE against the owners. We've had a dedicated team of 7 detectives assigned not only to the recent cases, but to what happened already on the 21st of May, with the death of Nazim Daniels, the chair of the Delft Taxi Association, who was gunned down. And we've had one arrest last week, and one suspect was on the loose for the double murder in late April. We've had 9 arrests in the last 3 months, including arrests in the Eastern Cape, and the NPA, whom we met with, will oppose bail. I can tell you when we met about 10 days ago with SAPS and the Justice Cluster, myself and Minister Plato, we agreed on, and this is how bad it is, Africa. We have in the last 13 months had a database confirmed of 157 incidents of violent crime, including murders, in the Western Cape taxi industry. I've met with their leadership on a number of occasions. What is hampering us moving forward is that the industry is fighting about whose constitution prevails in the Western Cape. That matter has been before the Western Cape High Court. We're waiting for the outcome of that. Once the outcome of that is known, leadership can be elected within the regions of the Western Cape, and thereafter there will be provincial leadership. Once we know who the leadership of Santaco in the Western Cape is, I've agreed to set aside resources and clear my diary for at least a day or two to sit down with the new leadership of Santaco and see if we can't find a better way forward. Obviously, this is going to involve all the city of Cape Town, who issues the operating licenses, recommends them to the PRE. They then deliberate and award. We very seldom go against the recommendations of the city. But in the meantime, all we can do is to ramp up operations of law enforcement. Obviously, city could not participate because they don't operate 24/7 with their traffic services. They work during the week, but they will come and lend us a hand and SAPS a hand from tomorrow morning. And I just want to warn all the listeners out there that, and specifically the taxi industry, and ask them not to take the law into their own hands, because there will be consequences for people who do that. And a warning also to taxi owners and operators who are invading other routes and acting as law enforcement authorities illegally themselves, that we will impound their vehicles, and if necessary, we will take away operating licenses where that evidence is proved. From tomorrow morning, the PRE will be hearing evidence from all the operators from Delft, which has been basically the cause of most of this violence on the various routes, through to Claremont-Weinberg, through to Retreat, Mitchell's Plain, Khayelitsha, and even to the station deck, because Delft has been a fast-growing area where there is more business available, and there's therefore been strong contestation for routes in that area. But I'm hoping, Africa, that, you know, obviously the law enforcement authorities, General Jula and his team, are doing whatever they can, but they are very thinly stretched because of what else is happening in the province at the moment. And we are working as closely as we can with them in the justice cluster to bring law and order to bear, primarily for the safety of our commuters. And let us also not forget the taxi industry helped us when there was a bus strike recently.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are a critical element of our public transport, where Metro Rail is operating still only at about a 40% of where they should be in terms of capacity and safety and so on. And we have to fix that problem as well. So
with regards to
our level best, and we really need cooperation from everyone in order to solve this crisis.
With regards to law enforcement that you are deploying tomorrow morning, are you going to be deploying law enforcement to all of the taxi ranks that you have mentioned? Delft, Langa, Cape Town Station Deck, Weinberg, Claremont, where all these incidents have been reported?
Yes, we will be focusing, as per General Jula's instructions yesterday to our law enforcement, on the key areas, the hotspots, and those particular routes. In other words, where there's been bloodshed, we're going to be focusing on those areas.
In the absence of an elected SANTACO leadership, are you engaging with the various individual taxi associations that obviously then are under the umbrella body of SANTACO in the province? I'm talking IACATA, I'm talking CODETA, and the other taxi associations that are, I suppose, alleged to be involved in the 137 incidents of violence, including murder, that you alluded to earlier. Are you engaging with them individually in the meantime?
We have engaged with the leadership, the current leadership of SANTACO, who represent all those associations. But I've had separate engagements with five of the nine associations who operate out of the Delft cluster, who've been to see me on two occasions with my officials.
I spoke to the chair of the Nyanga Community Policing Forum in the 7 o'clock hour, and understandably, his concern, as has been the concern of many listeners who've either messaged or SMSed or called, is the safety of commuters. There are children who will be going to school tomorrow. There are grown men and women who will be going to work tomorrow. They want to know, should they even wake up tomorrow morning, get dressed, and go to Nyanga Terminus, to Delft Terminus, to Claremont Terminus, in order for them to get onto a taxi to go to their destinations?
My answer is yes, they should. The operation that's been mounted from yesterday, 4 o'clock, through till this morning, I will only have the outcome of those statistics towards the middle part of tomorrow morning. But One hopes with the additional reinforcements from the city of Cape Town joining us from tomorrow morning that there will be better protection for those commuters in those particular areas.
Donald Grant, I'm sure we'll be keeping in touch over the next couple of days as we try to get to the bottom of this and look to restore law and order as far as the taxi service is concerned. Thank you very much for making time to chat to us this morning. Donald Grant is the MEC for Transport and Public Works.